hand with the powers that be, and he said that's not going to happen, and that the meeting is on as far as we can say. I've just been informed by colleagues from Public Works that the CEO of IDT was also given that information that the meeting is cancelled, made her way back to the airport, she's now making a U-turn to come back, and officials from DCS, as far as I'm aware, would have been informed late yesterday that this meeting is on and they must make their way here. So there might be a few minutes delay because of the confusion that was caused, just so that members understand that there was serious confusion yesterday without consultation. So that's why our colleagues aren't here. So we'll wait a few minutes, for the CEO is definitely in Cape Town. And I suppose she'll now be caught up in the traffic from the airport coming this way. DCS, I'm not sure. But as far as I'm concerned, they are expected to be here. And our colleagues from the Portfolio Committee, welcome, Chair, when the meeting starts. Chairperson, DPW, welcome. When the meeting starts, we'll expect you to come and take your place here. But we'll just have to wait and see when those other participants arrive. So in about 10-20 minutes, if they haven't arrived, we'll have to take a decision. But my information is that they've all been told to come back. I hope members accept that.
Just a clarity, Chair. I just want to know, is it confusion caused by us, or is it confusion caused by the department themselves? Who spread this message of that the meeting has been cancelled? Because as far as I know, is that we were very clear, this committee, about this meeting and about the topic and the discussion today. Thanks.
The simple answer is that the confusion was caused by the department. We received a letter, not even signed by the minister, but purporting to be on behalf of the minister, indicating that DCS won't be here today because they've got other business. We then went to the powers that be to indicate to them that they had been informed 3 months in advance, that they had given us a presentation, and that they're expected to be here, at which point the minister then said he will send the instruction out. That was literally around about 6-7 o'clock last night when we got this information. So we have a letter purportedly to be from the department signed by Grant saying that the minister has instructed his officials not to attend this meeting or something to those effects. We'll read the letter to you, but after I was informed about it, I then intervened, and my understanding was that there was clarity that people were then going to make their way here. The CEO from IDT was here on the basis of that letter, and when this message got out, she made her way back to the airport this morning, but she's now been asked to return. According to my colleagues from Public Works, she's been asked to come back. We'll await and see what happens to our colleagues from DCS. Just to read the letter, honorable members. This is at 1622 that Cindy received it. Addressed to the Chairperson. Dear Chairperson, Re-Portfolio Committee meeting of the 12th of June. By instruction of the Minister of Correctional Services, Honourable J.S. Ndebele, please be informed that the National Commissioner and accompanying officials do not be available for tomorrow's Portfolio Committee meeting in Parliament. The National Commissioner and the officials will be joining the Minister in the Northern Cape on an outreach program which has been set out as a major priority over the next few days. The Minister may be contacted directly for any clarity in this regard. So this is what we received at 1622. And we then did exactly what the letter said, contact the Minister for clarity. And after having had that discussion with the Minister, he then made an undertaking to go back to his department and insist that they come to the meeting. So to answer your question, it emerged from the... It was signed by Grant, by the way. It was signed by Grant, who is the PLO. So on that basis, Mr. Max, that there seems to be confusion. I'm not sure where DPW received the information from. I would assume from the same source. about the cancellation of the meeting. I'm not sure where they received it from, but it seems to have emanated from the office of the minister, a letter signed by Grant at 4:30 last night. I hope that clarifies at least where the confusion came from.
Chair, I really do hope that the department does come here, because it's very interesting to have an IDT presentation, but actually there's a history that, you know, begins with the department, and the department needs to give some explanation. So I'm not sure that it would be possible to have such a meeting without the department, and I'm afraid my suspicious mind inclines me to believe that this confusion might have been deliberate.
All right. And that is why I did indicate that I don't want to start the meeting, just to give you an upbeat to why we're waiting. But I do think that after 20 minutes, we'll have to have the discussion you're talking about, Mr. Sal, dependent on who is here, who is not here, and how we take it forward. Mam Gwenya, I saw you wanted to say something there.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was wanted to say what not Mr. Saf, Mr. Max had referred. He have covered me. Thank you, Chair.
Cindy asked me to distribute the document, the letter. I said no, it was not necessary, as long as she's got it for record purposes. I'm sure that's sufficient. Okay. All right, we will give it a few minutes, and then we'll have to take a decision whether we proceed, and then we'll have the discussion you're talking about, Mr. Self. It's 9:45. Can we agree that at 10 o'clock we take a decision one way or the other?
Okay.
No. Agreed? Thank you very much.
But in the meantime, what I was saying is that
we send out a program 3 months in advance, as is per normal, after we've adopted it, partly to notify the department timely, but also, secondly, to ensure that the preparations from the department to us is also timely, and from whoever we're calling, like IDT and Public Works in this instance. That was done, just for the record. In other words, from the committee side, everything was done as we normally do it. In fact, we received a presentation from IDT as per NOMA, a further indication that there's just business as usual. As indicated, the letter I read to you was received by us at 16:22, to be exact, on the 11th of June, which started all the confusion. The latest report we received from colleagues from IDT, the initial one was that they'd asked those people, the CEO, to make a U-turn. In a follow-up few minutes later, confusion was further entrenched by somebody from the department saying to the CEO, no, indeed the meeting was cancelled. Make a U-turn and go back that way then. That's the report I get from you. So the CEO has been in total confusion. Clearly the department is not here. And I concur with Mr. Self that we cannot have this meeting with yourself without IEDT, because there's a history and also a rationale that we want to understand. And when I was fighting with my colleagues outside from the ANC, we proposed that this meeting cannot be taken off the agenda, but that it gets reconvened at the earliest possible, earliest possible slot, this very meeting, and confusion be then dealt with. If it means that we communicate with the department to clarify the confusion and to reiterate what needs to be done, then so be it. But that is the proposal that we're putting on the table to the committee. And hopefully we will be able to reconstitute this meeting with its original agenda at an appropriate time. Any comments? And if that is agreed to, then we'll have to apologize to our colleagues from DTI, from DPW to the chairperson and her entourage, but it's really outside of the control of the committee. There seems to be a confusion created at DCS in the main. Mr. South.
Yes, Chair, well, I obviously support your proposal to put this thing, order for this meeting to be reconvened at the first available opportunity. I think it's outrageous, actually, what has gone on here. And I repeat what I said earlier. I can come to no other conclusion but that it was deliberate, and that conclusion is supported by the fact that somebody in the department apparently spoke to the CEO and told her again that the meeting was cancelled with apparently no authority. So when we have this meeting, I think there really needs to be, it doesn't need to be a long section, but I do think we need to get to the bottom of how this so-called confusion arose. And the author of that letter and whoever phoned the CEO must please also come and explain to us why it was that this confusion arose. Because I think it's actually a trifling with Parliament. What has gone on today?
Other comments? With a total agreement? Agreed to?
We agree, sir.
Okay. Let us then officially apologize to our colleagues from Public Works. Sorry, it's really out of our control. We apologize. And also to Chairperson and your entourage. We don't understand as we sit here. Buti Bathana. But we will have this meeting at another date with the same agenda. The presentation is there. It's just about getting the role players together so that we can have a discussion. And we will, as Mr. Self suggests, maybe seek clarity from the department at that meeting as to what was the cause of today's confusion. So can we adjourn the meeting? Next week, ladies and gentlemen, we have schedules to meet the South African Human Rights Commission in terms of their role on the humane abuse, the humane detention of inmates. So the chairperson of the Human Rights Commission and his department will be here next week just to tell us what contributions do they make in that regard. And with your permission, Cindy and I will try and find a slot where we can fit in today's discussion. Thank you very much, and the meeting is adjourned.